This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the third hour, our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the owner of Auntie's Health and Wellness has been taken into custody by police for selling marijuana with no restrictions to the public in Halifax, Canada. We just barely scratched the surface on that story, so I want to get a little deeper into that. Plus, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
But we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts to start things out this hour. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's where Andy is on the line in Pennsylvania. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just wanted to continue kind of what the you were talking about with the previous caller.
Yeah.
And that was strategies, you know, for attaining more liberties. And, you know, I understand that, you know, obviously you can't plan, centrally plan liberty, and different people have different ideas of what to do.
Right.
But I think there's some ideas that are more effective than others. And if people are, you know, working on on ideas that are more effective to others, I would hope that other, you know, people who are into liberty would voluntarily want to get involved.
Yeah, I would hope so too. Give me an example of what you consider to be more effective.
Well, here's one thing. You know, and I've been following the Free State Project for a long time, and I've been wanting to come up there for a long time, and I've never really been able. I've passed through New Hampshire a couple times, but never really spent much time there. I'd like to come up there at some point, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. But anyway, here's something. Okay, you all are spread out across the state. Okay, we don't that's a problem. Libertarians don't have critical mass anywhere, and we're never able to take over a local government. And one of the most effective things I think that could be done would be, what if you elected – got enough libertarians together in a low-population county, and you were able to elect a sheriff – and then implement what I've heard some people refer to as the deputism plan, where the libertarian sheriff then appoints libertarians as deputies. I mean, suppose one of you guys got elected sheriff, and then you could probably just get rid of the whole sheriff's department and then just appoint all libertarians as sheriffs. And your deputies don't have to live in the county. And in fact, you don't even really have to pay them a salary, or you could just pay them a ceremonial amount of money, you know, pay them $1 a year or something like that, and you could deputize an unlimited number of libertarians.
Does the sheriff have the authority in any part of the country to set the pay rate of their deputies? Because my understanding is, you know, like, there's some kind of legislative branch of the government that would set what his budget is.
That's what would be the case.
That's possible. I mean, I don't know what the details are in New Hampshire, and you have to study it on a case-by-case basis. But I'm just saying, what you could do is, you know, what if a libertarian got elected sheriff and then hired some libertarians to be their deputies? I mean, you guys could control
fine idea.
A local sheriff's department.
So let me give you a couple of thoughts here on that. Number one, I agree with you that libertarians are spread way too thin, and that's why the idea of concentrating our activism in one state was chosen as the, you know, most effective change that can be made to the liberty movement to actually see an advancement of liberty in our lifetime. There are things like the Free Town Project, so there is the idea of concentrating people in one area of New Hampshire as well, but as you might imagine, that's a relatively hard thing to accomplish because, number one, we're already asking people to move to a place that is different from where they're used to, right? Move to New Hampshire. New Hampshire isn't a very large place. It's only got 10 counties within it. The square mileage is relatively small compared to pretty much every other state out there. And so there already aren't a whole lot of options for people to choose as far as where they want to move. And the fact is, most people, if they're willing to move, which you're cutting out 90% of libertarians by just asking people to move, because most people are lazy, they're, you know, inertia is in effect, and they're just going to stay right where they are because it's easiest to stay where they are. So if you actually get somebody who's willing to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire, they've got to have the whole state to be able to look for jobs and look for housing and look for a place that they want to live. To narrow it down to one specific county or one specific town would essentially occlude most people from being able to.
One ward of a city in hopes of, you know, having that ward secede from the city to start a free town.
Right. Now, that's not to say that your idea is a bad idea. By all means, if you can get people to agree to come to a place and work together to achieve that goal, I think that's fantastic. And I would say you should come here and do that.
Well, I actually have a solution, because I understand that that's an issue where, you know, people might say, well, I don't have a job in this town. And here's the idea I came up with. Okay, what if people set up, and, you know, some people have more money than others, so you would have to have low-cost alternatives for the people who don't have a lot of money. That is second residences. Okay, the residence could be a trailer or something, or a pop-up camper, and they could set that up as their second residence and then register to vote at that address. And so maybe they live in Manchester because that's where their job's at. Manchester is the largest city in the state, and the chances of libertarians taking over Manchester anytime soon is slim to none. But if
the libertarians are doing pretty good out in Manchester. There are multiple state representatives. There are state representatives who have been elected who are libertarians, principled libertarians in the city of Manchester.
Oh, well, that's great. But I'm saying, as far as taking over the city council and the police department, I'm talking about going further than that. So what I'm saying is, if you had, let's say the Rogers Campground where you have Pork Fest, what if libertarians just bought the Rogers Campground and set up, you know, they already have some sort of motel there. Okay, those motels now become apartments. Okay, mm-hmm. Then you just put little camping trailers there, and then bang, now you got residents. All the libertarians who go to Pork Fest could register to vote there, and that's a low population area. Then you could basically control the elections there. And then
What you're suggesting is actually borderline election fraud, because you can only have one domicile. You're saying set up a second residence?
Let's say you live in Manchester. Okay, that could be.
Then you vote in Manchester. You don't have an address.
Yeah, well, what I meant was there's already people who do this. There's lots of people. I mean, when I was in Florida a couple years ago, and I talked to lots of people in Florida that have property in Florida, and some of them registered to vote back in some other, you know, New York or whatever, or Massachusetts. Some of them registered to vote in Florida, but they have more than one home. So what I'm saying is,
where you spend most of the year. So if you spend 90% of the year in Manchester, but you're voting in Lancaster, New Hampshire,
that's fraudulent.
That's voter fraud.
Lots of people already do that.
Just because they do it doesn't mean that it's legal.
Lots of people rob houses. It doesn't mean that it's right.
Getting arrested is not necessarily a good plan, because it would be easy to prove.
I was just trying to offer a possibility for the people.
Like
who
I
say,
said, man,
well,
if you want, you think that's a great
idea.
Andy, if you think it's a great idea, then come here and lead that movement. I'll tell you an easier way to do it, though, okay? If this is really what you want to do.
Town of Roxbury.
Right. Town of Roxbury is east of Keene, is the town directly east of Keene. There's a population of 250 people. So really, all you got to do, and I think only like a couple hundred of them are actually registered to vote. So all you really got to do is your idea, buy a big plot of land, have people set up tents on it, register to vote, and there you go. You've taken over the town council. You can fire the cop, or the half a cop, or however many cops that they have there in the town, and you can do that. Now, here's what I think you're going to run into is it's in New Hampshire, the towns exist at the pleasure of the state. So my theory is that if there were enough activists to move to one town to actually do this sort of hostile takeover thing that you're talking about, is that the state would basically just annex Roxbury into Keene. That you would have your town council dissolved from underneath you by the state legislation. That would be a whole big waste of time and effort. But that's not to say that it shouldn't be tried. If somebody wants to try that out, go ahead. They tried the Freetown Project, though, in Grafton, and the pushback was tremendous against those people. The people, you know, who lived there their whole lives felt like, you know, you were a bunch of interlopers coming in to trying to change the way things have always been done, so on and so forth. So you'll have that kind of pushback that you'll have to work against.
Roxbury Perry has 163 registered voters.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to do it that would be one way you could do it.
There is a point, though, and I followed you guys on Free King.
Hold that thought. We'll bring you back here. I mean, everybody's got a great idea, but until you come here and you actually lead the movement, it's just talk. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Andy in Central PA, and he's calling about the idea of libertarians concentrating their activism in one geographic area. Now, there's a bunch of us who are doing that here in New Hampshire. There are a couple different liberty migrations that are going on. There's the Free State Project. There's the Shire Society, which are both encouraging libertarians, voluntarists, and liberty-loving anarchists to come to New Hampshire and to get active. But beyond that, there's no real specification as to what that means. So for some people, getting active means just, you know, writing a letter to the editor every now and then and going out to vote. For others, it means full-time activism like Daryl and myself and everything in between. And, of course, there are a lot of people who have ideas for activism that they'd like to see done here, but they themselves have not yet taken the time and effort to move here and do that. And that's where we're at here with Andy in Central PA. And you were trying to make a drive it some sort of point as we were going out to break there, so go ahead.
You know, I've been following you guys for a long time, and I believe there was a post on the Free Teen website recently about some the police pulling somebody over, and it just happened to be on a street where there were a lot of Free State Project or Free Teen people living on the street, and so they all came out with their video cameras, and, you know, the police ran away. And then the point was made in the article about how it's, you know, advantageous to libertarians to have other libertarians, you know, living near them. Mm-hmm. And, I totally agree with that. That basically just reinforces, you know, what I was saying. Now, I know one activity you guys, some of you all up there in New Hampshire are doing, which I think is great and needs to be done a lot more of. And that is spreading information about jury nullification. And,
yeah, that's something that we're doing here in a big way. There are actually probably a majority of the counties in New Hampshire now have active jury nullification outreach. But before we go on with that, real fast on what you're talking about, you're talking about something that literally happened right across the street here from the LRN.FM studio in Keene, where the police had pulled somebody over, and a couple of us went out there to respond to it because we just happened to see it, you know, saw the flashing lights, and even though it was freezing cold outside, we bundled up and went out with video cameras, and you saw the video that resulted from that. And in that article, I promoted the idea of the Free Streets Project, which is the idea of concentrating liberty-minded people on the same streets with one another, to literally be neighbors with one another instead of spread out across, you know, the state. And I think that there are some real tangible benefits. Being able to respond to police is certainly one of them, and then there's also just, you know, a certain level of community that exists close by that doesn't exist, you know, halfway across the state. So I think it's a good idea, but, you know, just as an example, I have a radio show where we have thousands of people listening to this program. I mean, we've got probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, across a whole week. But of the libertarians that are listening, there's probably a few thousand libertarians who listen every single week to this show. But yet, there's not a bunch of people buying up houses on the Free Streets Project or anything like that. So, I mean, even with a radio show behind promoting the idea of concentrating, it's still very, very hard to get people to even move to New Hampshire, number one, let alone get them to, you know, move to the same street with one another. So even with the microphones and the ability that we have to broadcast, our success on persuading people to come here is fairly limited. I mean, you're asking for a lot. I mean, you yourself, you're still just thinking about it, right?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I would probably already be up there if I knew that I had, like, a job to go to, you know. That's basically been the main reason I haven't made it up there.
Have you looked for a job to go to?
Well, that's. I'll probably pop up there at some point. You know, I'm keeping an eye on you guys, and I like what you're doing.
So the answer is no. You haven't looked for a job.
Well, I'm sorry.
So the answer to Melanie's question is no. You haven't looked for a job.
I have, but I mean, I have a present job that's kind of kept me from going there, but. I am definitely interested in going up there, and I will probably be up there at some point.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time, man. I just hope you can understand that there's a lot of people who have a lot of ideas, but very few of them actually put it into to effect. And one of those ideas
that I think is a good idea,
mind you, is the idea of buying a large plot of land and subdividing it to where people can live cheap and, you know, build a tiny house or pull up a trailer or something like that. And that's an idea that has been thrown around for a decade now, and no one that I know of has actually followed through and done it. So maybe you'll be the first one.
Are you familiar with the Liberstad project in Norway? Not to be confused with Liberland, but Liberstat.
We did talk about that, where it's the two parcels of land that are not connected.
No, that's Liberland. No, I'm talking about Liberstat. Liberstat is a totally different thing. It's in Norway, and there's some libertarians there that are basically buying up a plot of land, and they're planning to build a private city. And I've actually corresponded with them via email, and basically they only want to sell or rent land to people who are libertarians, and then within Liberland, it'll basically be like a tax-free zone. Like, they'll basically have autonomy as long as they're inside the private city of Liberstad. Now, they're still in the country of Norway, and anything they do outside the city, you know, they'll be under the jurisdiction of Norway, and they will have to pay, you know, taxes to the Norwegian government. But I'm just saying, inside the private city, they'll have a de facto libertarian society, and that's kind of what the Free State Project's already done with Porkfest. I mean, the only thing with Porkfest is you have a libertarian society that only lasts for 1 week. And so what I'm saying is, let's have something like Porkfest, but it's year-round.
There have been a lot of people who've said that, I can tell you, and it's a great idea. What we need is more people to actually move here and do that. Thank you, Andy, for your call tonight. We'll see you when you get here. Meanwhile, if you want to connect with some of the people here in New Hampshire, you can, of course, check out the Shire Society forums. Just go to forum.shiresociety.com. It is a redesigned forum. It's a forum that's been around for a long time, and like a lot of forums, it's pretty much, you know, died off somewhat due to the huge amount of people that have migrated over to Facebook. But about a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, I did redesign. I didn't redesign it, but we put in new forum software that is very modern, very nice. It looks great. It's responsive. It works well on a mobile phone, for instance. And people have been using it more so recently than its past iterations. So I'm really happy about that. I think it's useful when people can get off of Facebook, where conversations can be better organized than they are on Facebook. Then off-topic posts can be moved from one place to another. And
yes.
So we've got more ability to have, I think, more productive conversations about strategies and activism and things like that. And so if you love the ideas of liberty and you like the idea of move to New Hampshire, then you really ought to check out the Shire Society forums. It's still alive. There are a couple new people that actually just signed up for it today. You do need to be a Shire Society member, or at the very least agree with the Shire Society Declaration, and that's easy to do. You just go to shiresociety.com, and you can read the Shire Society Declaration right there, and then just go and join the forum at forum.shiresociety.com and say hello.
So I'm on the Liberstad website. It's liberstad.com. And if you click on the property, there's a map, and it shows two large pieces of land outlined in blue that are not connected. So it's like two pieces of land
out
that
they want
to make one city, but the land is not connected to itself.
Well, I wish them the best of luck, and I hope that all of these projects, that and Liberland, are smashing successes, and we'll keep our eyes on them and let you know as they develop here on Free Talk Live. And if you hear something, let us know first. We're coming up.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you may join us toll free. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? How about 20%? 15, 25%? You can try any one of those with saveitpurse.com. I recently had somebody bite on a 15% discount that is being shipped to me right now, and another one just bought a bid on a 25% discount that I was looking for, and one of them I wanted faster than the other. That's why I set one at 15% and the other at 25%. You can get these huge discounts. All you have to do is have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. Now, if you don't have that, well, then saveitpurse.com really can't help you. It is a way for you to spend your Bitcoin or other cryptos on products from Amazon. And it works well. I've been using it for more than 2 years. I've saved over $1,400 on stuff I was going to buy anyway. So if you're going to buy it anyway, why wouldn't you want to save 10 to 20%? I mean, it's easy to do. Just get started over at saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. As we go to the phones here, and actually in this case to Skype, and I'm actually not sure what this person's name is. The name on Skype here is Sovereign Tarek OTF. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
How you doing?
Hello, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
You can hear me fine.
Just fine. You sound great.
Good. I don't have to adjust my Skype.
Go for it. So what did you want to talk about on the radio with us here?
Well, I only wanted to bring up the question I brought up to you earlier on Skype.
And what question was that? Because our listeners were not paying attention to that Skype feed.
Why are 47 plus nations going down and blockading what is called the South Pole?
Blockading
Antarctica.
Why would they be blockading Antarctica? There's no one living down there.
Well, there's scientists.
A few scientists, but yeah. Yet 47 plus nations in full military armada are going down there or have or are deployed down there.
Now, where did you hear this?
Look it up, mate.
Okay, I'm looking right now.
Where did you do your research?
Well, no. See, when somebody calls in and makes a claim, they should be able to back that claim. So if you're telling me that there are 47 nations that are sending troops or boats or whatever down to blockade the South Pole.
No, I said 47 plus.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, that's still at least 47.
At least 47. So if you're telling me that's happening, then I'd like to see some sort of proof of that. Now, a quick search for Google, or excuse me, a Google search for South Pole blockade.
Oh, you trust Google, do you?
Okay, well, what search engine should I use? Where would I find information about this?
You're free. You're a human being. You're a living entity. You're free to research whatever the hell you want to research. But I question.
You're suggesting that we research something. Research. How should we research it according to you?
You can do WikiLeak. You can do Wikipedia or Bull WikiLeak.
Okay, don't say the S word or else we're going to have to drop your call and then we'll have to hit the dump button. And
let me ask you, what are my limitations on language?
You should not say anything that would be prohibited on national radio. So do
what
not
is
say.
That?
I can't tell you what those words are
lest we have to, basically
what is
go
that?
Off.
That is correct.
Under
FCC
regulation?
Correct. That's right, because our radio stations
under
are.
FCC regulation?
That is correct.
Regulation? A regulation under law, which is a corporate entity?
Yes, that's correct.
FCC?
Well, it's the entity that has tanks, which is the part that we care about.
Right, the radio stations that broadcast our show.
Oh, you are afraid of dying.
No.
Well, if we die, we can't do the show.
No. Let's break it down. The girl, the woman, said the entity that has tanks. Let's break it down.
Okay.
She's afraid of dying. Let her speak for herself, white knights. Shut up.
She's right here.
It's Ian's
We've
show,
not spoken for her.
You're speaking now.
I actually disagree with her. Herself. I'm not white knighting
yeah,
here.
I'm speaking now. To tell you that I'm not speaking on her now. Behalf, you right. Goofy, goofy man.
I'm gonna
and also,
on.
You still have not told me where the hell I'm supposed to research the 47 militaries blockading the South Pole.
For herself.
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay.
So, let her speak for herself.
Hold on. Gets to talk to
Stop oppressing the woman here, Daryl.
Tell me, Sovereign, whatever your name is, tell me where I'm supposed to find the info that you supposedly have on 47 nations blockading the South Pole.
The conversation.
All right, look, Daryl, stop interrupting. Melanie, why don't you ask him where we can find the information?
Yeah, the thing is, it's kind of difficult to do research, while you're also doing a radio show, especially if Google isn't good enough
right.
for those
I
purposes.
I watch your radio show. You guys got laptops and computers all around you.
Right, but we can't stop doing the show.
You got a microphone,
thorough research
a bunch
on
of laptops.
Hey, stop trying to oppress this woman. You're talking over her. That's very rude,
not
sir.
Not oppressing her. Stop that, being a white knight.
That is very rude, sir.
Hey, sexist. Let her speak for herself.
Melanie,
she's
he's all yours.
Laughing.
He's all yours, Melanie.
Okay, so we can do
I've seen
research.
Your show live, guys.
Thanks.
I know what you got.
Yeah.
So when you try to pull the wool over my eyes,
it's a conspiracy.
You're the wrong guy.
Okay, so.
Even if there are 47 countries, militaries, governments aren't known for their sane expenditures of resources, so they might not have a good reason.
What is a government?
It's a bunch of people who go around oppressing people.
Do you know the etymological definition of the word government?
The what definition?
Etymological.
Etymological. Okay. What is it? Go ahead, tell us.
Govern the mind. To control the mind.
That's
mind control.
Actually not the actual
really?
Etymology. That's what.
Gosh, send you a link.
Oh, now he's going to send a link.
You can send all kinds of links.
Wait a minute.
But that doesn't mean that it's factual.
Hold on. Now he's going to send us a link. We just asked him to tell us where we could go look up this story about the 47-plus militaries that are allegedly blockading the South Pole. You're not allowed to say the F word. Sorry, bro. We tried to have that conversation with you, and that's not going to work. Okay, so first of all, it's not all over anything that I can see, number one. And number two, if you're willing to send a link for one thing, why wouldn't you be willing to send a link to this supposedly outrageous story that you wanted our opinion about? If you want our opinion about something, and as far as I'm concerned, this is paranoid conspiracy claptrap without any evidence whatsoever. But if you want our opinion about something, the usual thing that you do is you try to help the person understand what you're talking about. Hey, yes. Guys, there's this crazy thing going on in the world. I want to know what you think about it. Well, sir, we don't know what you're talking about. Where can we learn more? Well, that's up to you to figure out. You need to go and figure that out for yourself. I mean, it's just ridiculous. By the way, we've never heard from this guy before. He's calling back now. I'm not going to take his call again here. You get one call per night, by the way, just so you know, in case you're new to the show. That's our rule. We don't have a lot of rules here on Free Talk Live, but one of them is you don't say the F word. And another one is you get one phone call per night. Now, if you want to call
right,
on
so don't
night,
say anything that could get us kicked off the radio. And one call
I mean,
per
and if you don't know what all those rules are, a good rule is if, you know, people would consider it a bad word to not say it on the radio. I mean, there is a list of things you can and can't say, but if you don't know what they are, and most people don't, because why would you, just don't say any of them.
Right. When in doubt, leave it out.
I mean, I kind of knew he was going to do that when he started talking about, well, what are they? Oh, you listen to the FCC. Like,
if your grandmother would slap you for saying it, then don't.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind as we continue here. Riley is on the line in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live, also via Skype.
Hey, guys. So you're coming up to a break, so we'll have to hold me over.
You're not supposed to say break.
What's your topic?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about an app that has given some blind people a lot of freedom in their lives.
Excellent. I want to hear about it. Stand by. We'll bring Riley back for the app in question. And you can share your thoughts here. Maybe you can determine what this sovereign guy who called in was talking about and let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Come on! It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. And, I mean, you don't really even have to be able to put a sentence together to talk to us on the radio here. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way, and Skype username for you to connect to us on is lrn.fm. Also, want to let you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can join the program for $5 a month or Bitcoin, and you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, where other amplifiers and Free Talk Live hosts can interact, which it's one of the only good reasons to use Facebook, in my opinion. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard, possibly American Express, and definitely Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get the perks and help us out because it's money that we invest into the show to help get on more radio stations. In fact, we should be on a brand new station here tonight, which I'm excited about, and we'll hopefully be able to announce some of those in the upcoming couple of weeks. So a lot of that's happening because of the AMP program, because of listeners like you contributing $5 a month. Hey, you can do more if you'd like. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com.
Before we go back to the phones, the previous caller had made the bogus claim that government means to control the mind. And
it's a nice claim. I mean, it sounds...
Even if it's true, it doesn't really mean anything.
He said that was the etymology of it.
Right, and that's not true. The etymology of the word government is from French, gouverneur, which is to direct or rule, so he's partially right, but the ment part comes from mentum, which means the instrument or the medium of.
The instrument of control.
It's the instrument of control. Certainly, the word ment in, I believe it's Greek, does mean mind, but you can't just, like, pick different languages.
For your etymology.
For your etymology, because it's not true. Just like there are some people that will say that politics means many blood-sucking creatures.
That's a joke, though.
But there are people, especially the ones that think that government means to control the mind, that also think that politic means blood-sucking creatures.
I mean, even if government did mean to control the minds, etymology, that doesn't really prove anything. Okay, so the DOE exists, and that's pretty much their function. Like, okay, the state exists. I acknowledge the state exists. So what's your point? Like, so what?
I'm glad you went there, Daryl. I appreciate the clarification on that. Let's go to Riley, who is, he's blind. He's in Utah, and you said you found a cool new app that helps you out.
That's exactly correct. I found a really cool app that's been out for a while. It's available on iOS and Android. It's called KNFB Reader. What it does is it allows a person to take a picture of printed text, and the phone will be able to read it to you. So this allows me or anyone who has a visual impairment to take a picture of a menu at a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Or if someone is at a meeting and someone says, here, have a pamphlet or a worksheet or whatever, they can go to the meeting, have their take out their phone, take a picture of the text, and the phone will be able to read it to them.
That's fantastic.
So to me, it really is. To me, this allows me a lot more freedom in my life to just participate in the world around me because, you know, I normally couldn't go into a meeting and have someone hand me a pamphlet and know what it's about.
Nobody is now going to print their restaurant menus in Braille. I mean, that's probably hardly ever happens anywhere.
It is expensive to print things in Braille, but this gives me a lot more freedom. So, you know, you guys have, you talk about apps like Cell 411 and Jax and all these other apps to promote liberty. But this one allows me to have more liberty, so I wanted to bring it up to you guys and bring it to your attention.
And what was it called again? What was it?
KNFB Reader.
KN is in Nancy?
Yep, K is in Nancy. Yeah, K is in Kilo, N is in Nancy, F is in Foxtrot, B is in Bravo.
Okay,
Reader.
KNFB.
Like Reader.com. Hey, I'm on the website right now, and this thing looks really cool.
Is it free?
It does not appear to be free.
Okay. What do you got to pay? What do you got to shell out for it?
It's $100 on the Apple App Store, but it's $19 on Google.
Holy crap! That's a huge difference between.
That is a huge difference.
Wow. I wonder why there's such a discrepancy in price.
Apple charges a lot, and it's an annual fee to host an app.
That's
so
true.
Even if you have a free app, they charge. I think it's several hundred dollars a year.
I think it's at least $100. I think. Because we got the LRN app on there, and we actually ended up piggybacking on another guy that we know. There's a libertarian who had moved to Keene a while back. He's now working in Boston, so he's living over in that area. But I still, you know, I knew that he had the ability to do this. And so he already had an Apple developer account, so I gave him $50, and so he kind of added our app to his account.
Yeah.
But I think the regular price was like $100 per year, I think.
Yeah, and if they don't think that several people are going to be downloading this per year, they might just be trying to recoup their costs.
Could very well be.
And apparently this thing can be used when you're in airplane mode. So if you're flying somewhere and...
You can read the SkyMall. Woo!
Right. You could read the SkyMall. You could read the menu to see what is available for purchase on the flight.
That's awesome. Yeah, these smartphones are a life changer in a lot of ways for a lot
of
people.
They really are. They really are a life changer, that's for sure.
Riley, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to get out tonight?
I just wanted to mention really briefly the Free Talk Live Daily Digest.
Yeah.
It's still going on, going strong. I'm enjoying it.
You are the one doing it. You're the one who's taking every show that we do and boiling down to what you consider to be basically the half hour of the most relevant content in what is a 2-hour long podcast, a 3-hour long radio show every single night.
Exactly.
And then you send it over here and we upload it to our official SoundCloud channel. So people who are time challenged, people who, you know, don't have 2 hours a day to listen to this show, who might only drive to work 15 minutes and 15 minutes back, and that's all the time they have to listen, well, now they can hear the best bits of last night's show.
So let me ask this question. Is there a digest-only RSS feed?
There is. All you have to do is
go
to feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of the different types of RSS feeds that you can subscribe to with any podcast client out there. So if you just want to get those digest feeds, you can subscribe to the digest-only feed. If you want to see the full feed, which allows you to choose, you know, like maybe one day you know you can listen to the whole show, you want to listen to the whole show, or the next day you only want to listen to the digest. All of that's in our full feed, and then these other feeds sort of filter the full feed down into things like digest only or full episodes only. We have that as well. Or there's like Edgington Post only, which only shows you the Edgington Post episodes that Mark has been putting up while he's down in Florida.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got all that stuff at feeds.freetalklive.com. Riley, thanks for the effort there. And anybody who wants to
donate
to you for your efforts, you are accepting Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin Bitcoin address is in every show description of the digest there on SoundCloud. So thanks for your call
tonight. I'm excited the direction Bitcoin is going, that's for sure.
Well, everybody's excited about that.
As long as it's going up and not down.
It's been going up pretty much all day today. It's been looking good here. In fact, BTCE is getting close to crossing $1,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin, and that's the cheapest exchange out there. So other exchanges right now, 1026 over at Bitfinex, 1,001 over at Bitstamp. So there's a bit of a range between some of these, but it's definitely over 1,000 at most places.
And Bitcoin average has it at 1034 right now.
Thanks for the call tonight, Riley. Definitely appreciate that.
That's U.S. dollars, 987 euro.
Let's bring Sarah on the line. She's in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Sarah.
Sarah, do you have any Bitcoin?
Yeah.
No, the welfare checks don't come out in Bitcoin.
Huh? I don't even know what it is, but I just want to say that, you know, no matter how many people complain about the red light cameras, it was a money maker for our state. What they complained about most was what funded our state. You know what I mean?
And killed people. I mean, let's talk about the reality of red light cameras. You might have gotten some funds for the state, but it's on the coffins of dead people who are, you know, no longer breathing because of the red light cameras. You're okay with that, though, huh? How many people are you willing to kill in order to fund the state?
You know something? We have the highest fatality rate ever. Okay, but we had lower fatality rate when we had the red light cameras. So 376 is
all right,
the
then
worst.
Let's just look at
ever.
Accidents then. How many people are you willing to have get into car accidents in order to fund the state? Because the red light cameras absolutely increase the number of accidents at any given intersection.
Well, how come we were number 7th in the nation for pedestrian fatalities 10 years ago? Now we're number 1 in bicycle
accidents.
Because
that doesn't have anything
fatalities.
To do with red light cameras?
Of course, we had red light cameras 10 years ago, and we were number 7
in the
nation.
Yeah, but pedestrian fatalities are not what's caused by red light cameras. What's caused by red light cameras is people seeing a yellow light, knowing there's a red light camera, and slamming on their brakes
causing
instead of
an
doing
accident.
The appropriate thing and continuing through the intersection like you're supposed to do, but they're not going to do that because now you're telling them not to. Now you're telling them, slam on your brakes. And so that's what they're going to do.
And you don't want to address
it. Now we have more people dead.
And you won't even address it. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. We're out of time.
More people dead because of the red light cameras, but she does not see that.
You can join. Well, she's never driven in her entire life, apparently. You can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Check Daryl out at libertylobby.info. We'll see you tomorrow. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.